The ESAC Raiders come off a 4-5 season in 2019. Record may be a little bit deceiving as this team playing better late in the season. Coach, you had some of those games. It seems like I've said this with a lot of the coaches that I've talked to here on the High School Football Preview Show. Close losses, games that just maybe didn't bounce your way. So records last year a little bit deceiving for some of you guys, and I think that's the case with you guys as well.
You know, I think every year you kind of look back on things and you hope things would have maybe gone a little better one way or another, but that's last year with the injuries we suffered and, you know, some of the things we talked about as assistant coaches we got this year started is, you know, just love to have that group back and then kind of see if we could get a full year with them and kind of where things would go. But, you know, that's just high school sports sometimes and that's the way things go. And you kind of give the best you can, which, like you mentioned, I'm glad we were able to kind of get some games late in the season that kind of showed what we could do. And they were excited to finish. And you know, now we got these underclassmen kind of coming up, and now it's their time. So I'm just glad in 2020 that we're going to give it a shot at this high school football.
You mentioned your staff here a little bit ago. Staff the same as it's been in the past?
No, we had some changes. I was lucky enough for a few years to have a real solid staff and real good guys. But given circumstances and with the COVID and work schedules and stuff like that, we had to do some changing. Coach Newsman is going to be kind of a big loss for us. He's just been around the program, but his hands are really full. But he's still going to help us out Friday nights, and I don't know if we can take that away from him. But he still wants help out there and kind of get things when he can. And Coach Babe, his work schedule and kind of not being in the school system just didn't kind of work out quite right for him to continue coaching this year anyway. But I was able to keep Coach Viegas and Coach Wilkie, and we added a new guy, Coach Wade Fridley. He's a new middle school teacher for us, so he's an older gentleman, 20-year in the Army and retired, so he's brought some energy, a new set of eyes, which is kind of nice. I mean, he's been a good add to our staff so far, and then we have Coach Stoltenberg still kind of helping out as the volunteers.
Coach, with the new staff, how has things kind of worked through the months of July and here into August as you guys prepare for the first game coming up on Friday the 28th?
You know, the workouts we had kind of preseason, we had a lot of kids there, and I think that just showed that kids were ready to get started, kind of maybe get into a new normal, being off from middle of March until middle of July. I think they were wanting to get back at it and, you know, and kind of get into football and kind of get ready for what the school year should be like. We had really good turnouts there in our camp. We had a good camp. We kind of haven't had a full squad yet just because, again, you know, the new normal and families trying to squeeze in vacations at the last minute and family weddings and the state fair being kind of even pushed back further. So we still kind of trying to get some good practices in with the kids and hopefully here before we get going, we'll be able to have our full squad.
Do you feel good coming into the year that this team's got a chance to take that 4-5 record from last year and flip it and maybe be even a little better?
We do. You know, I think we got some solid guys in some solid positions. Our depth is going to be kind of the thing that hurts us the most because we have 40 kids and 18 of them are freshmen. So we have a really good freshman class coming in for number-wise. Just doesn't give us a lot of depth at the older age and the seniors and juniors, and we only have 5 sophomores. So that's a concern, you know, especially how the things we dealt with last year with the injuries and the concussions and things that kind of come up. You kind of hope that you can get through the year that we wouldn't have to do that because we don't know what the numbers are going to look like. And some kids might have to kind of change positions for us to do what's best for the team. But I think otherwise, if we can stay healthy, I think we got a really solid team and we're still working through some things, you know, fine-tuning things and just getting kids comfortable with timing and stuff.
5 home games this year and one of your road games is over to Ida Grove. So a little different schedule in a way for you guys.
We're real fortunate to have a schedule like that. It's incredible to have 5 home games, but just, again, the way things worked out with the COVID and the pandemic and the change in association and the way our schedule fell. And, you know, it's always fun to have a home game. But when our senior class, however many of them could say that they were able to play 5 of their 7 regular season games at home and, you know, and kind of get prepared and not have to sit on the bus for a lot of time. So I think that's a huge plus for us. And even our longest trip is just to Underwood. I mean, that's an hour and a half. But given the last couple of years of our district, that's a pretty short trip for us.
Coach, what do you feel like the strengths of this team will be early in the season? Which side of the ball?
You know, I think our offense and defense are really pretty equal. I mean, we lost the outside backers that we had for 3 solid years, and getting those guys replaced, and that's a main thing in our defense. You know, 2 guys are doing a good job, but they just don't have a lot of varsity experience yet. I mean, that's just kind of what kind of makes our defense click and go right. I think we got some kids that can fall in some other positions. Our defensive line will be solid. I think our offensive line will be solid as long as we can stay healthy. Our inside linebackers are getting where they need to be. Again, we had guys that had been there for 2 or 3 years and I graduated class last year. So we just got some learning to do very quickly there. But in our safety and cornerback position, we feel pretty good with the guys we have. And on the offensive side, Ty Smith is a quarterback, got a lot of experience last year, and I think that's made him feel a little more comfortable this year. Yeah, that's been really great and really fun to see him kind of grow and really kind of get the thinking process along with it now, not just the playing and the physical part, but understanding the scheme and what we want to do as a coaching staff. And he really gets it when we challenge him in different situations. So that's fun. And Jake Pazin has some experience at tailback. And like I said, the guys across the front, we should average about 250 across the front. So that will definitely help in our run game. And we bring back Caleb Billhauer, who's a returning wide receiver starter for us there, and letter winner. And a couple other guys with Cole Bailey. So we got some pieces, I think, that are going to fit well together. We just got to make sure we stay healthy and come out ready to play right away.
Coach, you guys have been a team that's kind of been run-orientated but not afraid to throw. Will you open things up a little more this year with Tyler having that year of experience and kind of growth as a quarterback, or are you guys still going to be more kind of the lean run first?
You know, I think it kind of depends on who we're playing and kind of how the week goes with the schemes. As a coaching staff, we're just really big on running the ball and controlling that clock, controlling that line of scrimmage. But we will be able to. I mean, that's what our plan was last year when we had Griff, that we were hoping right away that we could stretch the field and take some chances that way. But that just didn't work out the way we wanted to, you know, as the first game. But as the season went on, you know, Tyler got a little more experience and felt a little more comfortable and was able to do that. And like you said, this year with him coming in with a year under his belt, that might allow us to do that a little earlier in the game and take some chances and take some shots.
Experience and depth, which kind of go hand in hand, probably sounds like one of the biggest concerns. Any other areas concern you coming in?
No, I mean, we're going to play some really good teams. You know, the way our district kind of worked out, where they took Cherokee out and put OABCIG in, where they're the returning 2A state champions. And then we have Underwood, who returns a real good, solid letter winners and starters back on their squad and trainer. I mean, I think our district's just going to be really tough. So we're going to have to be prepared and do a lot of film study because given our squad with so many young kids, you know, we're not going to just get a great look on the scout team. I mean, it's nothing against our freshmen. It's just that's a lot to do and have expectations when you're coming into varsity football to be able to provide that. So we just got to do a lot of film study and probably a lot of half-line stuff so our varsity guys can challenge each other that way. So it'll be a little bit of adjustment that way in practice and how we go and then how we kind of attack things a little bit.
I get the sense this team will be much better again end of the season than probably at the beginning with that youth.
I think so. I mean, that's just kind of one thing that is we definitely you can see our progress from the beginning of the year to the end, and I think that is another good statement there that we'll be a team once we get some experience. We have a good chance at some good non-district 2 games that we match up pretty well with, or give us a chance to work on some things and get better as we go into that district play.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. As always, look forward to talking to you each and every week throughout the season. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Hey, you bet, Chef. You know, that's one thing to kind of help get through this stuff and the COVID stuff is start my interview process and talking with you on the radio. So it's going to come quick, I think, and it'll be a lot of fun.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. We'll step away, take a break. We're going to talk Coon Rapids Bears football. That's next year on the Football Preview Show on KCIM.